In India, the eagerly awaited summit between India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf has gotten underway in the city of Agra, with the magnificent Taj Mahal as the summit's symbolic backdrop. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Agra.
President Musharraf arrived in Agra shortly before 9 o'clock this morning for the first summit in more than 2 years between India and Pakistan. The last in the Pakistani city of Lahore in February 1999 saw Prime Minister Vajpayee travel by bus to Lahore for talks with Pakistan's then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Vajpayee and Sharif agreed to a broad range of confidence-building measures, but just a few months later, Pakistani-backed militants occupied Indian positions in the mountainous Kargil region of the disputed territory of Kashmir, bringing India and Pakistan close to yet another all-out war. A war that was averted only after President Clinton intervened and convinced Prime Minister Sharif to pull the militants back. But just a few months after that, Nawaz Sharif was gone, ousted by General Musharraf in a bloodless coup, and relations between the two countries became even more strained. Many Indians consider Musharraf to be the architect of the Kargil incursion, and his rhetoric in the days leading up to this summit, insisting that Kashmir was his core issue to be discussed in Agra, angered many here. On his arrival yesterday, however, Musharraf took a more conciliatory tone. Last night, at a state dinner in his honor, Musharraf said that there could be no military solution to the contentious Kashmir question. India and Pakistan have fought 3 wars since independence, 2 of them over Kashmir. But Musharraf said last night that the 2 nuclear neighbors have an obligation to find a peaceful resolution to the problem.
We owe it to our future generations to do our utmost to open a new chapter of goodwill and cooperation. We must not allow the past to dictate the future. Our nuclear status imposes new responsibilities on us. We must overcome the burden of history. Our other nations have done it. We must also do so.
Musharraf's conciliatory tone appeared to appease many in New Delhi who'd been wary, even hostile, towards General Musharraf in the run-up to his visit. Soft note after shrill rhetoric screamed the banner headline in the Hindustan Times today. To Agra with a smile on his face, read the Indian Express, "Candor eases summit tension," the headline in the Asian Age. Here in Agra, Musharraf and Vajpayee greeted each other warmly before beginning a one-on-one session that an Indian foreign ministry spokesperson said lasted for more than an hour and a half, before the two men were joined by members of their delegations for another hour of talks. The specifics of what the two men talked about are not clear, though an official in the Prime Minister's office said Kashmir was discussed, as were cross-border terrorism and trade. Late this afternoon, a foreign ministry spokesperson characterized the discussions in a terse statement read to reporters.
The talks were held in a very cordial, frank, and constructive manner.
Major General Rashid Qureshi, the spokesman for President Musharraf, characterized the first round of talks as productive, but was also loath to offer details.
I think a safe conclusion could be that there is understanding and there is positive movement.
But the fact that the two sides have agreed to continue talking later today and tomorrow is seen by many here as an encouraging development, as was today's announcement that Prime Minister Vajpayee had accepted an invitation by President Musharraf to visit Pakistan, though no date for that visit was announced. And while the Indian government says there is no firm agenda for the talks, many observers here speculate the two sides may have already agreed to a broad outline of what they want accomplished here. Both Pakistan's General Musharraf and India's Vajpayee want the summit to succeed, and both, many observers say, are likely to give a bit in order to make that happen. Professor Kanti Bajpayee of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi believes they may be in a unique position to do so.
I mean, whatever one might think of the politics of these two people and their status as leaders, they're two strong statesmen. And I think the two of them have an opportunity, therefore, to take it forward, unlike any other sets of leaders in South Asia for maybe 30, 40 years, really.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Agra.